Open up. It's Mrs. Driver again. Your favorite neighbor. I know you're in there. Get off that computer and calm down. Ah, there you are. I knew you were home. I could see you through your window. So you're going to invite your loving neighbor in? It's pretty chilly outside. That's a good boy. Did you miss me? I've certainly missed you. Been so busy at work lately, I've barely had a moment to myself. Usually when I get home, I can rely on seeing you from my room to ease my stress. But I guess I've been getting home so late, you've been just asleep most of the nights. And I've missed my weekly visits. I tried to invite you over last weekend, but I think you're parents are starting to suspect something. I'm not sure how they would react if they found out I've been fucking their son every time he visits me. But I imagine it wouldn't go well with them. Anyway, come here, my good boy. Come into my arms. Mommy missed you so much. I feel like you've been avoiding me, though. I was afraid you might have gotten bored of me or something. Perhaps the idea of sleeping with a mature woman old enough to be your mother isn't as appealing as it used to. Maybe you found another, younger, prettier girl? No? Good. Touch me. Come on, touch me like you need me. We have to make up for lost time. I love the taste of your lips. Shall we go upstairs to your room? Actually, no, I can't wait that long. Let's do it here on this table. Let's clear off this stuff. Wait, what's this? College applications? And an acceptance letter? You got into college? You're going to college. But that means you're leaving. When exactly were you planning on telling me this? Oh, it just happened. So you just happened to apply to several colleges and just happened to get accepted to one? Of course I'm upset. I don't want you to leave. What? No, don't be stupid. You're going to college. You can't just stay living with your parents forever.
I knew this would come to an end eventually. I just didn't think it would happen so soon. Fine. Fine then. If you're leaving, then I'll give you something to remember me by. Sit down and spread your legs, mister. I want to give you a proper goodbye to you and this cock of yours. Oh, there it is. My good boy's perfect cock. Let's get him all hard and ready for me. I can see you already enjoying this. The sight of me as I lick up and down your hardening cock. Boy, you haven't seen anything yet. God, I love this cock. I really love this cock. How many times I've told you have such an amazing cock. The length. The feel and the... the taste. I love the face you make when I just kiss your tip. And the moans you produce when I work my way down. That little twitch you make when I reach your balls. Yes, these balls. I know you love it when I play with them. Because you place your hand on my head and hold me down. When I do that, I fucking love it. About this cock. That it's all mine. Look at your face. Is my good boy about to come? Do you want to come in mommy's mouth? But mommy isn't done with you. No, not yet. I can hold out a little bit longer, right? Good boy. Now lay back in that chair while I take off these clothes. Just relax and try to hold on. Mommy wants to enjoy this cock. Let me sit right here. Just glide it right into me. It just shows you how badly I need this. Let me just ride you right here. Ride you till you. Till you fucking come. Come in me. I want you. No. I need you. I need you to come inside me. That's right. I'm not letting you go. Not until you leave me with something. Not until you make me a real mommy. This is what you've done to me. I'm going to be so cock-starved as you leave. I need this so bad. I mean, look at you. So handsome and all mine. Not even trying to stop me. It's like you want to impregnate me as badly as I want it. That's it, isn't it? You want to make me a mommy too? That's it, baby. No, that's it, baby. Do I have to hold it in anymore? Come for me. Come for mommy. Thank you, my sweet good boy. I'm going to miss you so much. But at least I hope I'll have something, someone to remember you by.